It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Do you see that piece of wood that I brought in? Well, I'll show it to you now. It's a piece of wood with some other pieces of wood on it. And I've been working on this to show you, but it's not quite finished. Let's take it to the kitchen and I'll finish it there. Can you imagine what it is? Hello, fish. I need something in the craft box. I need this marker. Now you watch carefully while I finish this. That says fish. F-I-S-H. Fish. Let's show it to our real fish. Isn't that fun to see that? You're a fish. I wonder what they think when they see this big word, fish. Of course, they're more than a word or a picture. They're live creatures, so they need our care. Look at them. They're beautiful. They swim so gracefully. They remind me of ballet dancers. A friend of mine is a dancer who coaches other ballet dancers, and her name is Mariana Cherkasky. And she told me that we could come over and watch some of the people she's working with at the ballet. So I told her I'd like to. Let's just go together to the ballet rehearsal hall, all right? Come along. Here we are. Let's go in. Television neighbor, Mariana Cherkasky.
Hi, nice to meet you. And please meet our beautiful ballerina, Ying Li.
So glad to meet you, Ying Li. It was lovely what you were doing.
Thank you.
Going all around like this, you know. And then there was this one place you went like that and like that. You know, how you do that?
Let's try it. Look together. Yeah. And plie. That's it. Plie. And plie. That's it. Let's go.
But you're up on your toes. Yeah.
Try my shoe.
Oh, that's very
blue.
Hard.
Yeah. It's not going to work with your shoe.
It wouldn't work with these shoes.
Not even try it. Yeah.
You love to dance, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see the way you go around. Oh, you have anything else that you're working on?
Actually, I've been coaching Ying Li on a piece called Ondine. It's about a water nymph.
Water?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She has long flowing scarves, and I think...
Could I watch you?
Yeah.
That?
No.
Oh, I'd love to see
that. Go change?
Yeah, go change your skirt. She's going to put on a long flowing skirt. And let's go meet our pianist, Paul Sisko.
Good.
Paul Sisko?
Hello, Paul.
Hello, pleased to meet you.
I'm glad to meet you. I love listening to you play.
Thank you.
Now, is this what you'll be playing for the next piece?
Yes, it is.
Is there anything in it that really sounds like water?
There is. There's this passage here. Yeah.
It sure
does, doesn't it?
You love to play?
I love to play. I always have.
Even when you were a little boy?
Even when I was a little boy, my father taught me when I was 5.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful?
That's great.
And you've always loved to dance.
That's true. My mother taught me when I was 7, I started.
And you always have that in your heart.
You do, absolutely. And we're so lucky. You know, music really is a dancer's inspiration, and to have someone as gifted as Paul here live is especially inspiring. So
I guess so.
It really helps the dancers. Now, I wonder if Ying's ready.
Let's see.
Are you ready yet, Ying? Aha! Uh-huh. I'll give you an and, Paul, when she gets to the center. Okay, and...
just wonderful. Oh, thank you. Oh, that was just like you were part of the water.
Thank
you. We all were. Wasn't that beautiful?
Oh, look. Here's Ying's husband, Jabin.
Jabin, so glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank
too.
You. Did you see your wife with that water dance? That was beautiful. Oh, thank you. You make my heart so happy. You've danced together, don't you?
Yes.
Would it be possible for us to see you together dancing?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
May we take that for you?
Take the water.
Take the water. Oh, that was just so beautiful.
Thank you.
The way you dance together, it's just like you're floating.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. And I know it's hard work.
Yes.
You practice long hours, don't you?
Yes, we practice this about 7 to 8 hours every day.
7 to 8 hours
in
a day.
In fact, Jabin actually has another rehearsal he needs to get off to now.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jabin.
Thank you.
So good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I wish you well. Oh, and you love to dance, don't you? Have you always loved it, ever since you were a little girl?
Yeah, this is one of my childhood dreams. And in the same time, I also like to be an artist, a painting artist.
A painting artist?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe someday I could see some of your paintings.
You know, maybe. Actually, there's a painting of Ying's out in the hallway.
Oh, could I see that now?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Come along. Where is this painting? Oh, this one is yours?
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you.
Now, you did this with oil paints?
Yeah.
Ah, there are so many ways to express artistic talent, and you have so many. I wonder, how would you dance a flower? I mean, a flower blooming? Or would you?
I can show you.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Oh,
thank you for your dance. Thank you for your paintings. Thank you, Mariana, for your coaching. And you're welcome here. I need to get back to my place.
Well, we need to get back to our rehearsal, too. So.
I wish you well. Give Jabin my best.
Okay.
And thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Make musical movements with your arms and legs and head and hands. And what about painting? Do you ever paint pictures? There are lots of healthy ways to show and tell what we have inside, aren't there? That's like water, isn't it? Just make the movement of water. And the sea. I have an idea. Remember what this F-I-S-H word spells? Fish. You put the fish right under the sea. There's the fish swimming under the sea. Now you can read the word fish. Let's have some make-believe. King Friday has ordered Cornflake especially to manufacture a machine that will look inside of things. And Lady Elaine is looking for H.J. Elephant. She wants him for her new reading game show. So let's think more about all of that and maybe find an F-I-S-H in make-believe. Shall we do that together? Okay? trolley. You ready for some make-believe? Okay, the neighborhood of make-believe. Oh, yes, there's trolley. Hello, trolley. Now, Miss Prolificate, why are you dressed like that? Fish. Yes, I realize you're trying to look like a fish, but why?
Lady Elaine is starting a new television show.
Oh, The Reading Game.
That's right.
Everybody can read. I'm interested in what's inside things, not what's written all over them.
Well, I hope you don't mind my helping out anyway.
Oh, swim away, fish. Swim away. Farewell.
I think I'll swim over to the museum go-round.
Oh, Audrey, fish. How good to see you.
Were you waiting for this?
You're just in time. We thought we'd put it right here for now.
Ah, that's perfect, Toots. Perfect. Right there. Oh, hello there, Audrey Fish. You've got to be on the Reading Game someday.
Oh, I'd love to.
Now, all I need to do is find H.J. Elephant III.
Why do you need him?
I want him and Prince Tuesday to be on the first show. I think they'd be just right.
Oh, how about if I go look for him?
Well, thanks, Toots. I mean, thanks, Fish. There she goes.
Farewell.
Good way.
You know, I think I should look for him too, Lady Elaine.
Okay, I'll keep working on the set. See you, Toots.
See ya. I will. I'll go look for H.J. Elephant III. And if you see him first, please let him know we're looking for him, okay? Thanks.
Oh, hi. People are looking for me, aren't they? They want me to help with the reading game, don't they? Well, I don't want them to find me. You know why? Because I don't know how to read well. I can't be on the reading game if I can't read. Oh, hello, Lady Aberlin.
Hi, H.J.
Did you hear me talking to our neighbor?
About the reading game? Well, yes, I did.
What can I do, Lady A? I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, there's always something to do. We'll think of something to do that's specific for you. We'll think of something to... H.J.?
Any luck, Toots? Any luck?
Not really.
Well, I'll start looking for him myself. I'll go east and you go west. See you, Toots.
East, west. So I'll go toward the castle.
Oh, Lady A. Lady Aberlin.
How are you, Corny?
Oh, well, I'm better. I mean, I hope the king's gonna like this one.
Oh, what is this for?
It's for looking inside things. You could just hold it up to my factory if you want to and see what's going on inside.
Are you sure this is what Uncle Friday wants?
Well, that's what he said, something to look inside. Now, you'll find a button down at the bottom and you just press that.
Like this? Yeah.
That's it.
Look at that!
See?
Oh!
You like it?
Awesome! Uh-huh. Oh, Corny, are those new rockets?
Well, it's a new model, yes. All different colors.
I love the colors.
Good.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Well, this is a real marvel, Corny. What if I would hold it up to my heart?
Well, you could try that. You'll probably just see your heart. You'll remember to press the button whenever you're ready. See your heart?
I surely do.
Oh, it's a pretty heart, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
I hope your Uncle Friday likes this machine.
Well, it looks inside things all right, mm-hmm. And that is what he wanted.
That's what he ordered.
Well, I'll take it to him right away.
Yeah.
Incidentally, Corny, do you know how to read well?
Oh, sure. You have to know how to read well in my business.
That's what I figured. I bet you could even help people learn to read.
I love to teach. I love to learn. And of course, I love to manufacture.
I know.
I'm a man who manufactures, who manufactures chairs, as you see.
Uh-huh. You're a man who manufactures chairs and everywheres.
I'm
You're
a man
who manufactures. Well, I'll take your latest manufactured device to the castle.
Many thanks, Lady A.
Thanks to you, Corny.
See ya.
See ya. Did you find H.J.?
Not yet.
Good.
What do you mean, good?
I mean, good that you're here. Look what Corny made for Uncle Friday.
What is it?
Well, you put it up against something, and it shows you what's inside.
Really?
May I show you?
Sure.
Look. It's you, Miss Polyphagus.
It is magic, isn't it?
The way you look inside your fish costume.
Yes.
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, it really is. Maybe it could help us find H.J. Elephant.
Maybe. Maybe not. Oh, here's Trolley. That's for sure, Trolley.
So H.J. Elephant III told us he can't read well. He was feeling embarrassed. I remember when I couldn't read very well, but I had teachers who helped me to learn. People can learn, you know. What do you think King Friday will do with that look inside of things machine? Oh, we'll think about all of that again next time. Let's just sit here and think for a minute. Do you ever just sit quietly and think? I do. In fact, I like to. I've been thinking how different we all are. How different and how much the same we are, too. Some people like one thing, some people like another. I'll tell you a poem about that, and we can think of looking at some pictures in a book while I tell you the poem. Ready? Okay. Some people like day. Some like night. Some like sound. Some in quiet delight. Some like to dance. Some like to ski. Some stay in and drink hot tea. Some eat with spoons. Some eat with sticks. Some use ice for houses. Some use bricks. Some like shade. Some like sun. Some like homegrown. Ice cream is fun. Some use computers. Some paint ceilings. But everyone, everywhere, always has feelings. Feeling young. Feeling old. Feeling shy, feeling bold. north, south, east, west. For all people, love feels best. North, south, east, west. For all people, love feels best. How would you dance a feeling of love? You might have a hug. And how would you dance this? You have so many good ideas. You could make up your own poem, or your own neighborhood of make-believe, or your own ballet about the thoughts and feelings that you have. I'm always glad to visit with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Back next time.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
The people who give